each planet has not been built to be a storehouse for information. So, the codes. You will, let's say, vibrate these codes one day of your own consciousness, of your own evolution. These codes do not have to be stolen, they do not have to be raided, although many have come to do this. We are here because it is said in the whisperings of the multiverse that humanity reaches a point that it starts vibrating out and giving out for free all that has been looked for a long, long time. So we and many others are here not so much because we want that knowledge, because this is an event that one would never want to miss. The master numbers. One could say that these codes will at some point create their own song, their own manifestation within existence. These are very finely tuned esoteric concepts now, because they are not about physical things. They are about vibrations and feelings and consciousness. When these codes are emitted, and think of whales. Have you ever heard a CD of whales singing? Yes? Have you?
Yes.
And they sort of, they cry out and make these sounds. Think about, as an example, that the whales' sounds would be like the codes. And the combination of those codes would create something that we call master numbers, that would create a rippling effect that reaches across all sorts of time and space. It totally transcends the time-space continuum. It's big stuff, do you understand? Such big stuff, Jim, that it could happen, and if you didn't know what was going on, you might miss it. Because it is a happening of consciousness, and it will happen on many, many, many levels, and is happening right now on many levels. And so which levels opened up and which ones do you peak to? And so when you run this cosmic energy, let's say life force energy, cosmic energy, through your crown chakra, through your body, grounded to your feet into the earth, and when you see those crystalline veins, and crystals and veins, crystal and gold love each other. They hang out together. Where you find gold, you are going to find crystals. Where you find large forests and catches of crystals, you are going to find gold. Do you understand this? So you are tapping into this, and let's say for your perspective, you picture it because you know it from another lifetime, not from the gym time, but from other times. You know it, well, you have an oriental life, let's say what you call China today, but it's nothing like what China is today, but in that landmass, that area of the world, up and down the waterways, etc., you know some things. As many of the people who are interested today, you know many things. It's just a matter of remembering them and putting them in perspective. And of course, the dragon again would be revered and remembered longest from China, from what you call China today. So, sometime when you are feeling as if you want to figure things out, go out for a dish of Chinese food or something. Walk those timelines and get those comfort foods going or whatever, even though they've changed quite a bit, it's still similarity. Questions, comments?
Priscilla.
Who is it?
Priscilla.
Priscilla, a little louder, please.
I have two questions. One is about accessing the living library.
One is about?
Accessing the living library.
Accessing the living library, yes.
How can we do that?
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
You put your attention upon it. Mm-hmm. Someone could say to you, well, how do you watch TV? Someone who's never seen TV. Well, what do you do with it? How do you do it? And you say, well, look, you either push a button or turn the knob, and then you sit there and you put your attention upon it, and then things happen, yes?
Yes.
Yes? Simple, but true.